program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. To Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm your genitally blessed little prayer partner, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I am about to bust my bustier because, Seekers, we are exactly 1 week away from the most astounding singular treat which I can offer you. Yes, next week Dragon Con rolls around and Reverend Ivan Stang is going to be in town at... Oh, I've swung it so that next Saturday night, beginning at midnight, we are going to have 2 glorious hours of live Slack beaming and streaming from the posh stations at WREK Atlanta here. Yes, instead of the hour of Slack at midnight, I'm gonna troop in here with Reverend Ivan Stang and open up these microphones and go on live and Niggy take the hindmost. Oh, but we won't be alone. We're going to have St. Byron Werner of Rural War Room, late of the Martian Love Grotto. He's going to be spinning the discs behind us as we rant and fume, abetted by the able charms of Dr. Katahdin Legume, that mighty overman of subgenius song and legend, and priestess Pisces, too. Oh, at that point, the 4 of us will be 24 hours away from the big Sunday night Dragon Con revival, and oh, we will be raring to go. Oh, we're getting up on stage during the Mad Scientist Ball during their Sunday night programming, and we are gonna blow their shit away with the most blistering slack flinging and smiting and deflowering they've ever witnessed. Oh, and this affront to decency is going to be framed by the double fearsome towers of power, the 2 singing Tesla coils of Arc Attack. Oh, all I can say is, my God, what hath Bob brought? Oh, so while I'm prepping for all that, gotta shave my parts, you know. Before we go and burn the station down next week, why don't we go back right now and review where this show came from with a peek at Bob's Slacktime Funhouse's 500th episode from 282 shows ago. Enjoy, Seekers.
The Hour of Slack and Bob's Slacktime Funhouse may contain material that is offensive to some listeners. Any reference to religion, Bob, or the Church of the Subgenius is intended only as parody, satire, and entertainment. Listeners are advised that these programs do not reflect the views of this radio station, WREK Atlanta, its employees, or that of Georgia Tech.
One more thing to be thankful for. Although I threatened to play an hour of Jocko Homo covers, I forgot that this week is the 500th episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. And so I can have something to be thankful for. That's right, me. And we can all have slack. The 500th episode is a rerun of the 400th episode. There. Now we all have slack. Aren't you thankful?
Oh. Welcome to Bob Slack Time Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Doc Ellis.
I'm Dr. Bug Bladder.
I'm Dr. T-Nitus.
There we are.
Tonight, we're going to whip it out, lube it up, and wank it.
Oh, it's about spanking it, isn't it?
It is. It's all about masturbation.
Oh, that's funny. Because I was just masturbating the other day, and I was thinking we should do a show about it.
Really?
It was more pleasurable than many of our shows.
Yeah, I was videotaping myself masturbating the other day, too.
That's what I was watching while I was... Oh, so... I say it's more pleasurable than many of the other shows we've done. What number show is this, anyway?
All right, well, let's consult the computer, then.
Computer, how many shows of Bob Slack Time Funhouse have aired on 91.1 WRAK Atlanta, the voice of the students at Georgia Tech?
Dead man, the psychic pimp, is the master of you bitches.
Oh,
God. Who let him program the computer?
No one else wanted to do it.
Dead man, the psychic pimp, knows what you look like naked and he laughs at you like this. Ha ha ha.
Computer, how many shows have we done?
As of the show, you have delivered 500 mediocre shows to the Subgenius Archives.
Well, that's on average mediocre. That's about
250.
Terrible shows and
250.
Great shows.
I will be the judge of that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Sheesh.
Computer off.
So, well, I guess,
That derailed me. I don't have enough of a stiffy to pull off this masturbation show.
It killed what I had,
well, so... rather than... Yes, but the show is engorged with blood now.
Tumescence.
Tumescence. The show has achieved tumescence. Therefore, let's work the show.
We'll work it. We'll work it. We'll pull it. This is show number
500.
You've not listened to every one of our shows.
I haven't listened to every one of our shows.
Unless you're in prison.
Ooh.
And even then, if you're a naughty prisoner, you get thrown in the hole and miss some shows occasionally. I guess we should go to the base of the shaft, which would be... The church itself, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is the base of the show.
The church is pretty base, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the hair is growing, down there, mm-hmm. at the bottom.
So you'd say the Church of the Subgenius are the pubes that
this show sprouted from. Yes.
I'd say more they're the nuts that the pubes sit on.
Actually, he's right, because
that's
have nuts from birth, and the pubes really come later. Perhaps we're the pubes.
And we wouldn't have any bullets to fire whatsoever.
Unless you get shaved. That's a different thing altogether.
That's
another show.
Yeah. That's another videotape I made.
Shaved, shaved doctors.
How come I never get to see these?
You got them $29.95. I mean, it's not that big
God
a deal.
Bless. You've doubled the price on me.
That's a friend rate. Well, we don't have time for all this capitalist wrangling. A reading from the Book of the Subgenius. The origins of the modern church as we know it.
But we never talk about Subgenius stuff anymore.
Yeah, I know, but every once in a while it wouldn't kill us to...
There's been...
500.
Shows?
500.
Shows.
Who did the bulk of them?
I guess we did.
Yeah, we did all the shows. No, yeah, we all
that
know.
Would, of course, be Reverend...
Sister Susie the Floozy. Love her to death. That's the reason we're here.
Yeah. So let's right? work her tonight.
More or less, yeah.
So we're going to work her while we're working it, being the shaft that is the show.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm watching you work her... Work the show, or the other way around.
Listening. Work it. Here we go now. It's your birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Go
happy
Bob.
Anniversary.
Go
happy
Bob.
Anniversary.
Go Bob.
And so the time is at hand for your humble servant to speak that which has been revealed and which must come to pass. Oddly enough, my first visitation occurred not while I was engaged in any spiritual pursuit, but while absently tinkering late one night with an experimental television receiver of my own design. The hour was certainly after 1 a.m., and, as I was temporarily living at the home of my beloved parents, my divine seizure overtook me not 20 paces from where they lay asleep. Yet, when questioned the next morning, they could recall nothing of the thunderous voice or voices that I know from my crude recordings must have reverberated throughout the little house for much of the night. I was thoroughly engrossed in my project, and whatever thoughts I had were surely far from pious. I was likely drunken to some extent, for this was long before I freed myself from the joyous curse of the bottle. I was bent over the picture tube of my ambitious home appliance, about to attach it to a power cord for the first time, when I realized that the screen was already glowing. I stopped what I was doing and stared at it in befuddlement. The screen hummed and was suddenly bathed in light. I swear I saw a brief,
very overexposed image of a man clothed in flame with a bar of metal extending from his mouth before the tube went to total brightness. I felt a sudden, swiftly building tension in the air, a sort of vacuum between myself and the device before me. Abruptly, my head was filled with light, my vision almost wholly obscured by a blinding whiteness that seemed somehow to have instantaneously traveled from the tube to myself and was now bursting from a melting point at the exact center of my brain. There was no pain, but the change of pressure inside my skull was such that I felt it must surely have hollowed itself out, my brains and juices joining with the light and streaming out through now empty eye sockets in a dazzling wet beam. My whole body felt simultaneously hot and freezing, suffused with a ticklish numbness that made me want to climb out of it. Blah, blah, blah. My body and its pain were gone. The whiteness and the noise returned, and with them came an idiot calm. For a moment, I merely floated in the light and sound, which were now merging to become one sensation. Then a tension, a weird instant of warning, as if the very whiteness and noise were making ready to flee, and I felt the mindless suspense of the moment. What words are there for this? Perhaps it was like riding in the socket of emptiness and suction that follows racing behind a jet airplane at the precise instant before a sonic boom. Or maybe it was as if I were standing in the spot of trembling hesitancy, exactly between two walls of storm air about to produce a thunderclap. The inevitability of the next moment was a solid thing which could be touched, and there was nothing else. Silence, suspense. And then the voice boomed, and I no longer existed. There was only the voice and my hearing of the voice. The two were one. It was not the voice of a man or even a thing. There were no sounds. The voice was my hearing of the voice. And I say there were no words. There was only a great unbroken word, and it was only my hearing of it that made it into words. The words were these. The Pre-Scriptures.
Behold little pink earth brain within my void grip, and receive Logos, and lay with the war. I am Jehovah One, the God of Wrath, the one who to make man pull the triggers of his thousand opposable thumbs, caused the apes of the ground to spill their seed on the dust. I am the first and the last, which is to come, and which is, and which was. I am in the brain pan of every human babe, of left and of right, the outer and the inside, the particle, the totality. For the gavel of the grid is mine own, and I spat the silly formula of man upon the waters and fashioned his spirit after the image of mine own, for Jehovah is a vengeful God, and I urinate on the heads of men. I am the Alpha. I cometh with the clouds.
And so that was the humble beginning of the church in the garage with the TV and Jehovah. And you will probably hear Jehovah shouting the Pre-Scriptures at you throughout the show.
So John Selby,
the father of Bob Slacktime Funhouse,
created streaming audio on the internet. Is that correct?
He did. Yes, he did.
He invented that.
He was the first man.
It was through Georgia Tech.
Computer? What was it called?
Cyber Radio 1.
Thank you, computer.
I like that computer much better.
Who programmed that one?
MC Hawking.
Well, anyway, Reverend Susie the Floozy called
John Selby, who was running
the Hour of Slack one night, to tell them about the upcoming Phenomicon where Stang and other subgenius people would be. And this is how they reacted.
Okay, you are listening to WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM. We're halfway through the Subgenius Hour. Slack, Mark, your microphone is armed and ready there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, we got phones ringing just right when we had to flip the tape, the most important moment of the show, and then the phones start to go off. Those people on lines one and two, just hold on a second. We'll get to you, I promise. Not talking facetiously.
Ross Perot is an alien.
Okay, that reminds me. My roommate and I were, like, watching Star Trek the other night.
Ross Perot is an alien.
With the Ferengi on there. And all of a sudden, Pete just stands up during the middle of the episode and says, "That's it. Ross Perot is a Ferengi."
He is.
And then that's just it. And
Ross Perot is a Ferengi in disguise.
But anyway, folks, at the end of it, we got halfway through episode number 360 of the Subgenius Hour Slack. I'm going to start it up in here in about 5 seconds.
And then Stang said this.
Actually, there is another big subgenius conclave coming up in November. November 13th through 15th, you might have a pencil ready because I'm going to give you the their P.O. box you can write to. Big Subgenius Convention. Actually, it's part of a bigger event called Phenomicon in Atlanta, Georgia. But the Subgenius guests will include myself, the Swingin' Love Corpses, Janer Hypercleats, and Father Joe Mama. Plus, Reverend Susie the Floozy, and loads more of the very interesting Georgia subgeniuses. You, as well as UFO abductees, conspiracy researchers, and just a bunch of cyberpunks and so forth. Who else? Huh?
But here's the story in the words of the man's own email. He was the on-air overnight op for Saturday nights in the fall of 1992. He, along with Mark Headache Cleary, who would often show up, would also announce the hour of Slack broadcasts before, after, and during the tape swap change. One Saturday night, a rather unusual person started calling us during the middle of the tape. A lady, calling herself the Reverend Susie the Floozy, was going off on the upcoming Phenomicon convention. We didn't take her seriously until one night, about 1 minute after she called, Stang said something on the Hour of Slack tape about his appearance at Phenomicon and mentioned Susie. Sometime in December, we had Susie come down to the station to do a post-Hour of Slack show. It was really good, and somehow that eventually led to Susie doing the full-time show it is today. The rest is history.
We're going to be doing the show weekly, half an hour. Tony, I'm thinking of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. That would sell.
And so John and Mark dug her number out of the trash. So, Mr. Selby got the great idea that maybe there should be an ancillary version, that maybe this crazy woman on the phone would make a good radio show host. So he brought her into rec one night.
Dun dun dun!
And the following madness ensued.
Meanwhile, at the station.
Well, hello and welcome to church. And with the Church of the Subgenius, you can have religion and you can have money, too. Because time plus money equals slack, and that's what we're here for. We're here to give you a little radio-sent heaven. And most religions promise to deliver you from evil, but only the Church of the Subgenius can promise to deliver that evil directly to your door. But if it isn't there in 30 minutes, the evil is free. Now that's a church.
This is very true. We have the pink Lincolns queued up here, ready to go?
Yes.
I got my tie on. Ready?
Yeah, which is a kind of a corporate anthem, what it is to be pink, so we can experience the pinkness and not have to taint ourselves with actually working.
I'm a car in a wheel in a lubricated world, and I want to marry an office girl. I've got my tie on. I got out of bed even when the morning paper's red. I've got my tie on. I'm lying across the tile floor. I've got my name on the office door. I've got my tie on. It's a string around my finger. It's a noose around my neck. I'll go to drastic lengths to prove I'm not an idiot. I've got my tie on. I'll be sure to hold myself up high. I've got my tie on.
chemical fuel for your brain that you can only get from the Church of the Subgenius and Bob and Connie. Oh.
Repent.
Quit your job. Slack off.
And praise Bob. I never have quite got that throat.
Well, I could even... Oh, I don't have an Adam's apple to diddle. Which,
I'll have to practice.
I lie awake at night crying because of the lack of Adam's apple. Ah.
So then I zip back up and ask for my $10 back.
Oh, it's on. It's on. Red light.
Anybody else, I would have had a chance, but it was Bob. I never saw that $10 again.
And then, well, the Susie thing kind of worked, didn't it?
I don't know what that means.
It probably worked better than anything, any other idea they've ever had.
Because her next idea was that she needed a co-host.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- did pretty darn good.
Is he out of prison yet?
He's not in prison.
Oh, my bad.
No, he got his moniker from a different Rock in Hand, which really goes back to our original theme for the show of masturbation. Maybe he's going to throw the first stone. I don't know. He's got his Rock in Hand.
I don't know.
And where did the rest of us come in?
One night, I was at work.
You had a job.
I did. It was stupid. I was at work. I was drunk as hell work.
Was this at...
yes, it was. That answering service that went out of business.
Do you think that's because you were drunk at work?
Nah, it was well after I was gone.
Okay.
I knew the answer to the trivia question, so we won tickets to Dragon Con.
I remember that.
Yes.
And did we go?
Yes.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Is that when we... Do we play Dragon Con?
No, that was the next year.
That was a cluster of frozen gasm. He asked me to do the wedding march, and I played the funeral march. I thought that was funny for the short-duration marriage.
There you go. I mean, the basic tenet of the church being slack means that things don't really get pulled off very well.
Back to the masturbation theme.
Indeed.
Hey, there you go.
Right. So, let's wank ourselves for a second, because we were talking about ourselves.
Always gets me hot.
So that's how we met Susie. And then we provided her with this piece of crap.
Lo-fi. Low-brow lo-fi. Actually, it wasn't that low-brow. It was pretty high-brow lo-fi.
Well, that was Shantae. That was the very first thing we get.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that rocked.
That was at that Mexican restaurant meet and greet where
she thought I was the devil.
Yes.
The Church of the Subgenius, you say. If it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for Susie, and if it wasn't for the kind harboring of WRAK Georgia Tech...
Hair, hair.
You wouldn't be listening to this right now. Do we have another clip?
Yes.
Welcome to church. Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm that loin-shattering sinkhole of spiritual venom, your sinister minister, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, with a rehearsal for the onrushing apocalypse which we're all going to have to deal with, even the privileged card-carrying subgeniuses among us. Oh, there's still 2.5 years shopping time before the end times. But there's a chance some sheep-wearing idiot with a few rogue warheads and an itchy trigger finger could throw us off of our schedule. Forewarned is forearmed and three-fisted. Oh, this is a crucial disorientation session for global apocalypse. But don't worry, seekers. I'm armed with mega tonnage of slack for all of you. I've got a pink-seeking missile aimed at all your woes. And tonight we're going to vaporize those suckers with a divine scathing grace of fog. Ooh, whoa, it's hot as south hell in here tonight, even with the WREK Atlanta studio reactor disarmed. Ooh, there are visible waves coming off of this pile of albums and cassettes. It's glowing so brightly that I had to turn out the lights and put my shades on. Oh, I don't care, though. I'm getting out of this radiation-proof bikini. Oh, it's just scratchy double-ply aluminum foil anyway. Oh, I suggest you make yourselves comfortable, too, dear listeners. Because while I've never been x-rayed, I sure have been ultraviolated. Oh, but I'm getting a maximum radio overdose of toxic gamma rays here at the control panels tonight, Seekers. And I know you are, too. So go ahead. Inch as close to the speakers as you dare. And fall into my virtuous reality. Come on, get a toxic tan with the flues as we stretch out on the blistering beaches of the French fried Riviera. Sip a refreshing Malaysian Mai Tai as the saucers swoop from the skies, picking off the pinks around us like screaming seagulls scavenging rancid garbage. Have an atomic bomb pop and greet the apocalypse with popsicle lips. Ain't this a lot? Ba 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 boom! Ooh, Armageddon excited just thinking about it.
Wow, you know, that was great. You remember that time that band brought that stripper to the studio?
I think I chafed that night.
Uh-huh. Oh, but the girl got naked. It was nude radio, but this was before Howard Stern was really whipping out the nudes.
I mean, you're really kind of ahead of the curve, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're lucky like that.
Views and opinions
expressed on Black Time
Good
are not necessarily those are
Georgia
Tech, it's staff or... It's
students.
It's a big, fat joke, friends. It's just parody, and you better believe it. Oh, and
don't forget
to praise Bob.
That's right, friends. That's important to remember to praise Bob.
Hello there. Good evening, seekers, and welcome to Bob's Slack March. Oh, I am Abib. I am your friend tonight here. There is no more ever knocking, and I have taken over tonight. Oh yes, friends, come inside. We have everything to meet your slackful needs. We have church prop here. We have, oh yes, look down in the cooler back there. We have very, very good fresh burning cream. Oh, indeed, my friends, you can get hot dogs, you can get sushi drinks, anything you can possibly want. So have a good time tonight. Everything is free because it's on Bob. But boy, you're going to pay in the morning. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, and make sure you wipe your hands when you come out of the toilet. Thank you.
Look at that, Odd. That was really, really hot.
Come here. I want you to give me a holler.
Do we have a female standing here taking her clothes off?
Yep. Rapidly nudifying.
There it
goes. Unfortunately, we do not have... stripping music that I readily know where it is available. And, you know, of course, this is the one night that I thought that perhaps I should... You know, I...
become bearing gifts.
This must be very rewarding for you at home.
I smell testosterone.
And me without my camera.
I will honestly say that it is very hard for me to sit here and look at you speak so seriously with a bra strapped across the top of your head.
The workers and the money changers shall be snatched and ruptured, and from their faces shall be burnt their noses, and from their loins dried the fluids of the babe, and it shall be gone unto drainage. And my wine press shall spill over with the blood of saints and elders, and the invisible burning blood of the angels shall wash across the taverns and the houses of ill women, and the great library where are kept the profane tablets and ships of false wisdom, and the cameras of the pornographer. For the sins are of the number 909 and 410. And of them the first is the dropping of the body's voided things unto the white linens of the Lamb. And the second is the sin of laying you down beside the small children, and the penetration and rending asunder thereof. and of this sin are those without number in its practice. This is a crooked and perverse nation. Here are laid these naked children which are unto cherubs, and lo, is their innocence befouled by the profane, and the unrepentant, and those without remorse. And even though they touch not these babes, their images of the beast enter into them, the children as they sleep staring into the lamp of hell, which is the devil's jewel.
Wow, that was fun.
Those, she was boobyful.
She was naked.
Whoa.
There was a bra on your head.
Boobs are cool.
There were bras on heads.
There were.
It was like the conch.
And that other dude that was the cooter conch.
Strangely,
the cooter
conch. More yes. bras than there were women.
What do you think Crispin Glover would say about that?
I don't know.
I'm Let's making my lunch.
Women are sweet and girls are honey, but beat your meat and save your money. I'm a mental manipulator. I play with myself. I'm a masturbator. I look into the ceiling. I see what I know. That feeling is a reeling. I think there's a glow. I see everything so clear. I don't really know what I'm doing here. I close the bathroom door. I be looking so cool. My mama don't know. I've been touching my tool. I'm an art tool. And if you need it, I'll play with myself. I'm a masturbator. I'm so happy that I be a man. Cause I got the whole world in my hands. I got the whole world in my hands. I'm a happy that I be a man. I'm an art tool. And if you need it, I'll play with myself. I'm a masturbator.
That enabled Susie to go run off and be naked with aliens in the forest in Brushwood, New York, while the rest of us were left down here on X Day to monitor the end of the world.
So tell us, now that we are quickly approaching X Day, what are your plans for the rupture? I mean, we're, you know, it's coming up on 2:30 now.
Uh-huh.
And
one time zone.
Oh, and indeed.
He gets an hour up on us.
Get that tea out of there. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to know what he's doing.
Who's that?
He's my friend. He's my special friend. I call him, what's his name? He says he comes from Mars.
You have a special friend from Mars?
He came down onto the roof of the observatory with his, in his spaceship.
Oh, yeah? When did this happen?
Like about, an hour ago, they said something about taking over.
I gotta warn you, that's a few hours early. I don't know if you should trust that particular alien, Ted Man.
He's nice. I mean, I don't know what he's doing with that. Okay, I don't want to see. I don't even want to know what he is doing with that. That's nasty. I can't say it, but.
what does he have?
What did he have?
Yeah. Fill us in just a little bit here.
Okay, what we got here is a tea-drinking, green-looking person here. He's got a big head.
Uh-huh.
And some weird-looking space suit.
Okay.
Or it could be the medication taking effect.
And which do you think it is? Doctors, which... Is he actually seeing this? Or is this the medication kicking in?
You know, the case history with this particular patient is pretty extreme. It's really difficult to say without a hands-on. The fact that he's not in the institute right now. Being an inpatient, you know, he escaped recently, and I just don't know if it's the medication, if it could be going on. It's hard to tell.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the observatory. I'm escape? Well, that's a good idea. Well, wait a minute. I'm actually, well, my girl is, she's in bed right now. I don't know if I can say her name over the phone, but,
Yeah, go ahead.
Her name is,
Is it PP again?
PP, yes.
PP Schlongstockings?
Schlongstockings.
Oh, my.
She is, in bed.
What, geographically, what area are you in?
Geographically, I'm in the observatory. See, we were looking at the stars and the planets earlier, me. And then my friend came down. He said that I was going to be his next in command or something.
Well, very good, very good. As long as these aren't delusions of grandeur on your part, you're actually in a pretty good position for the rupture.
Actually, I'm ready to kick everyone's butt.
Excellent, excellent. What position are you in specifically?
What position? What position does he want me in?
You should ask your special friend, perhaps, dead man.
Yes, ask your special friend which he prefers.
Okay, what position? You want to be on the top or the bottom?
Seekers. Oh, I can't believe it's come to this. We're finally here. Oh, this is a Reverend Susie the Floozy from the other side of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and I just wanted to issue a final farewell and to thank everybody for how wonderful they've been, all the guys on the other side of the funhouse, and all of our beautiful listeners. I just can't tell you what wonder it's been.
Oh, give me a freaking break! Out like a light. Susie ain't got no stem at all. Yeah. Well, I've got your ears, boys. Let evil Susie give you a goodbye kiss. Oh, I'm sure everybody's going to have a lot to do Sunday morning. But you're not going to be standing in line for the escape vessels because you're all going to be flying. You see, I sat down and did a little bit of math. In order to get all of me on the escape vessels, I figure this bitch has about 35 separate personalities that need boarding passes. And it's taken about, 32 of you guys over the years to turn in the show equivalent to one little girl on the other side. And figuring in our three listeners, I'd say if I bumped all of you off the saucers, I'd stand the best chance of getting all of me out of here. So you see, it's just a technicality. I'm very sorry to do this to you boys because you've been so serviceable over the years. Oh, so let me give you a nice kiss goodbye.
Well, what a bitch.
There were public performances at Devivals, and Devivals. Those of you not in the know, that's the Subgenius version of a revival.
There was one at Dragon Con, there was one at the CRC, there was one
was
at
great.
The Warehouse on Memorial.
There was one Susie just did in Florida.
Yes, the Tampa Devivals.
She played this.
Bob's got a plot that you'll all love a lot. It's in Malaysia.
Dobstown,
where we can cream while we all dream of euthanasia.
Dobstown,
it's the sort of place where every third guy is a biker. Next to Bob and Connie, Jimmy Jones was just a piker. Oh, what a dork. I've got a persistent hunch that we'll stand hours in line for a slug of that punch in Dobstown. You'll come because Connie did
Dobstown.
You'll stay for the prairie squid
Dobstown.
You're gonna be so backslid
in Dobstown.
In Dobstown.
In Dobstown.
When the world stinks because it's all full of pinks, well, there's a place to go.
Dobstown.
A place full of frop where we can till we drop, and there's fellatio.
Dobstown.
If you long for love, there's interspecies fornicating, Benton spewing, laughing, and pyroflatulating, happy again. I'll tell you the time is ripe to bend over for Bob, take a suck of his pipe. In Dobbstown, you'll dig it oh so well.
Dobbstown,
it's like a resort in hell.
Dobbstown,
you'll find you get used to the smell.
Dobbstown, Dobbstown.
They'll find we're not zombie slobs because we're three-fisted yetis, the children of Dobbs who love Dobbstown. We better get there soon.
Dobbstown.
Either there or the moon.
Dobbstown.
You don't even need to keep tune.
And, of course, another contributor to the Rev Rock era was Dr. Notaw.
He's from overseas.
He is. And, what, he's been asking for, like,
6 years
for a copy of his stuff?
We should give him a... He used to send the scripts, and we would read them and record them. He's visited the States a few times, and...
He's never visited the station, though.
Yeah, yes, he has. Yes, we had him live on the air for the number show. Absolutely.
I missed that one.
We are graced with a special guest this evening. Some of you may remember... Reverend Dr. Notaw of Denmark and other parts European, American, and worldwide. He has been on a lifelong fact-finding mission regarding dishwashing and all things dishwashing-related. Dr. Notaw, please educate the people.
I will educate you. I've been photographing... Well, basically, I've worked as a dishwasher for around a year first. Probably doesn't sound like much, but I was inspired by this job of washing day after day, plate after plate, and sorting cutlery after cutlery, and sort of this Zen approach to working with something that might be looked upon as boring, repetitive, seemed for me to be the perfect resting place for myself and for my thoughts. Like you rest in yourself like some samurai warrior, really. Anyway, I wrote quite a few rants that have been played here on WIK before. Well, after that, I went out and I photographed my work as well, but I thought I'd photograph some more because dishwashers seem to be some kind of subspecies within the restaurant and hotel business. You see, they work behind these walls. You never see them.
Right.
Like these mysterious warriors of cleaning, really. So
the Zen masters of the restaurant.
The Zen masters, really. Yeah, those that make the restaurant business run around. Without the dishwashers, there would be no restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no hotels. There would be no clean cutlery.
Or you'd all be eating off of paper plates.
Yeah, paper plates are expensive anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've been assembling all this together with stuff that I've found, and I've been featuring such normal people as Sister Rosa Gabriel from Phoenix and Reverend, and our local Reverend Susie Flusi is featured in here with a piece.
And it is Dirty Dishes Magazine.
Dirty Dishes Magazine it is indeed. And it, it's 40 pages filled with dishwashing. Photographs, stories, small 50s drawings from 50s magazines. And everything you could possibly think about dishwashing is in this magazine.
And the folks at home are probably imagining a typical zine on newsprint that gets all over your hands. But this is a full 8.5 by 11 book with glossy paper and everything.
Nicely printed.
That
properly.
That represents an amazing amount of persistence, especially for a subgenius.
It's taken some time. It's more or less a year since I was in Lent last year. And now it's together. You can always, if you have any questions or want to know anything more about this magazine, you can email me at notaw@hotmail.com. It's Notaw, Notaw. And I will answer your question and direct you into the... Because we also have a Usenet news group devoted to dishwashing and all that comes around. It's alt.religion.dishwashing. You have to either go by digi.com or use your local news group browser. Dishwashing is not... It's not just washing dishes. It's not just about cleaning. It's also a state of mind. It's a state of living. And somehow it's there that I really start to think, oh, as I've probably mentioned this before, but I think it's worth repeating that it's something I like to say. And my grandmother, the only time she really thought about God or any higher being was while she was doing the dishes. And I think this sort of sums up the entire the entire feeling and the entire dishwashing is really about.
And it's also an exercise in concentrating on one thing and one thing only for a period of time. So there's no, you know, because if you don't concentrate, there are going to be broken dishes. And
they're not going to be sanitized.
That is correct.
That's very important.
You will,
sanitation.
You will spread salmonella and other terrible bacteria. So it's a very sense-constricting kind of activity.
It's also this fascination of these dishwashing machines. I'm especially fond of Hobart, is my Hobart. Good friend, or Champion Industries. We have Winterhall. There's so many different companies producing these giant machines that sit there silently working in the background in restaurants and hotels.
They're the real warriors of the restaurant. Everyone takes them for granted.
No.
They just sit back there and do their job forever until they die.
Until they die.
That's right.
I always wondered where Hobarts go when they die. If there's some kind of Hobart Memorial graveyard. Because if there is, I would like to go there.
That would not be surprising. You should contact the company. I'm sure they'd be very supportive.
Yeah. Hobart would go and die.
That's right.
It's a very sad thought.
There, that was no talk.
Yeah. You sure did a lot of lectures, didn't you?
Oh, God.
They were rants for a while, but then we decided, no, there'll be lectures.
The very first one.
It wasn't even you. It was you affecting a character of Dr. Saul Wright.
That's correct. It was. Yes. Mm-hmm. I wonder what I had to say.
Attention. Attention, patients. This is your good doctor, Saul Wright, with another worm-ridden golden apple of wisdom. Open your manuals to page 16. Lately, our collective video feed back here in the lab informs us that our pink planetary cohabitants have reached that familiar point in their reality ritual when they realize that everything is not all right, and so burst forth into a cancerous frenzy of correcting the world's ills.
We speak, of course, mostly of the North American strain. The one
trend analysis indicate a high possibility that the word replicant figures 1 through 3 in chart A.
Did you hear that?
That was terrible. That was, I couldn't take that.
I'm glad you cut that short.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Wow, come a long way, baby.
Like this.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. This is the song from that psychic pimp guy who date rapes me when he was a minor, underage. It's called Pizza Boy. Everybody must get stoned. Ah, I'm bored, I'm starving, and I got more than just a few cents. Stupid ass, and I'm gonna eat it at your own expense. Oh no, I'm on the phone to Pizza Hell, and you're gonna pay. I'm gonna have them send a pizza boy your way. He's gonna hack you up and chop you up in tiny bits. Oh, I can eat you up and be full of glee. Pizza Boy buries you in pepperoni. Your toppings also include sausage, mushrooms, crack cocaine, just for me. All for me. Pizza Boy's coming, gonna meet your doom. He's ringing a bazooka, make your head go boom. Pizza Boy's coming and you're gonna die. You're the best dinner I've had since Jerry Garcia Pie. And he would eat a lot of pork.
Hey, remember when we used to sit in the studio and I got to play with the delay pedal?
Delay pedal? Yes.
This is what that sounded like.
Before that, we had the snake bite barrage. To commemorate my being bit by the venomous reptile. Which actually, you know, There are pictures of it. I haven't put them up on the web yet, but I need to do that so people can have a look at that. I took some pictures with a digital camera.
Pictures of the wound?
Yes, of my foot and the bite wound. I actually should have taken Wallace in the hospital because it was all bloated and funky looking and all kind of yellowish, jaundice almost looking. Kind of freaky. It was like you could thump it like a watermelon. But of course I did not. I should have. Okay, I should have, but I didn't. But I did take some after pictures. It doesn't look as bad as you would think. My foot didn't turn black and fall off like, you know, I was kind of afraid at first. Oh, my foot's going to turn black and necrotize and it's going to fall off and all that kind of stuff. You know, some ways Bob smiled at me, some ways Bob was just kicking me in the butt.
Give you a reach around now.
This is true. You know, Bob doesn't seem to hold any, he doesn't hold any grudges. I mean, one minute he can be having you arrested, the next minute he can be giving you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Who knows, you know? I don't know.
And, of course, that was about the time we got our one and only letter at the P.O. Box from some crazy bastard who wanted to warn us about irradiated hard drives.
I remember that.
This was long before Anthrax and any of that. And
they were around. They rocked.
And I did open that letter in my backyard with rubber gloves. That's how much faith I had in that letter.
Did a singular letter at the P.O. box.
Did you see the rubber glove in my refrigerator?
I did.
What's up with that?
Whose hand is that?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
It's not mine. So, we've taken you through the entire history of the church and the fun house.
That was not the entire history of the church.
It's kind of the abbreviated. It's sort of like the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, the seriously abbreviated history of the church, but the entire history of the fun house.
The guy who did Cliff's Notes died earlier this year.
What is his tombstone going to say? Born, live, died? So, here we are. We are the Subgenius, waiting for a god we don't believe in, past the date of our apocalypse.
I killed Bob.
I kill Bob about 10 times a day. Doesn't do no good, though. Doesn't do no freaking good.
I'm so glad we didn't go with the whole Kool-Aid thing that day.
Oh, yeah. Sheesh.
Boy, would that have been a mistake.
Man, egg on our face.
And they bringeth the white stone, Wob, the whore virgin brain, the guilt finder and smiter, the very ark of the covenant, and she is the eye of the Father. She shall rule thee and overcome the mark of the beast, and shall give thee fornication, and the true sons of Israel shall be snatched up. Behold, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. He who knoweth the fools who prophesy for me shall be made over men. Many will be astonished at him, for his appearance is so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the sons of man. Those who are over men, who have followed my almighty word, shall be the minister of the angelic host. They shall speak for them, and my prophet, who smiles, shall be among them and shall advise them.
And as the very first show ended, this show shall end.
Soon enough.
That's true, too. That sentiment still holds true. And so does the following.
What do we got lined up next as to wrap things up here?
Okay, well, I wanted to give a loving tribute to REK because this station is... Oh, these are brave fellows here. They're in the vanguard of the movement to give us slack. And I think they can get by with it because it's a college radio station.
Thank you, Susie. And I want to thank you for stopping by tonight, to making this a double hour of slack tonight. And it's been
this is my idea of a good time, Selby.
And as I told you before, you are on next week's hour of slack. Your whole Phenomicon preaching and ranting is on there.
Oh, yeah. I got up there and I just started channeling. It was scary. It was a good kind of scary. Oh, they're just so
good. And
our
theme music has ran out on us, and...
Yeah, let's hear one more thing from the Pajama Slave Dancers, a hymn called Thank God or Thank Bob for College Radio.
Sitting in the classroom, nothing in my head.
Slack is brought to you every Saturday night at midnight.
Blah, blah, blah. For man must know that he hath broken his covenant, and ye shall soil thy loincloth with the fear of Jehovah. For Jehovah is the God of wrath.
Oh, and don't forget, Seekers, next Saturday night at midnight, Reverend Ivan Stang will be cruising in here to broadcast live for 2 hours. Don't miss it. Good night, Seekers.
Press 2 if you know the name of the promo you'd like to hear. You have selected Hour of Slack.
In a world gone pink, one ragtag band of Yetis dares to fight the conspiracy. Red-eyed warriors behind enemy lines courageously rescue your Slack every Saturday night at midnight on WREK Atlanta.
General for Life J.R. Bob Dobbs rallies the troops under the auspices of his fluffy puppet Ivan Stang to guide the world into a new dark age of Slack. But it won't be easy! The conspiracy thought tube is slurping at your cerebellum and molesting your medulla oblongata!
Don't call your pusher, don't call your priest. Just listen to the Hour of Slack, followed by Bob Slack Time Funhouse, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Listen online at WREK.org.